This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan as we get you set for Redskins football at FedEx Field. For the first time since last winter, we're very pleased right now to welcome in studio for the first time on Grant and Danny in-house, the President of Business Operations and Chief Operating Officer, Brian LaFemina. Brian, thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Thanks for having me here, guys. Appreciate it.
Why not add more words to your title? Why stop at just 8 or 9?
It's a paragraph.
I want to lead the league in letters in my title.
You're doing very well. Your business card is just words. It's just a bunch of words.
There's no contact info. It's just words.
I would give you my cell phone, but you have to know all of the things that I do first.
I thought one of the funniest things was this morning there was an article about the Redskins in the Washington Post and the fact that they wanted to phonetically spell out my name, which is the first time I've ever seen that. So that was a new one. I should put that on my business card, too.
You should, absolutely. That's funny that the newspaper would do that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
That is good. A couple things I've liked so far, and I just want to see what the reaction has been. I have thought for a long time that the season ticket waiting list was fraudulent and fake, and it has never made sense to me because you're ripping out seats every single year, and yet you're telling me that thousands and thousands of people want to get into the stadium. You and some other adults have come into the room here and taken over, and you're running the show now, and all of a sudden that season ticket waiting list is basically no longer in place. Is that just something quickly you said, line item veto, we're getting rid of this right away, or is there more to it than that?
No, I think basically what we want to make sure that we do is get as many Redskins fans into the game as possible. And over the last 10 or 15 years with the advent of the secondary market, you've had more and more people buying tickets with the express desire to go and resell them. And so the tickets were sold. So there was a waiting list. We would not let people buy tickets unless they had been on that waiting list for 3 years. So you had to be on that waiting list before we would end up selling you tickets. I didn't think that was the best practice.
So the waiting list was real?
Yeah. We would not let somebody just call up and buy a season ticket or buy an individual game ticket. But when we took a look and deeply looked at sort of who was buying the tickets and what they were doing with the tickets, we didn't think that was in the best interest of our fans or our business.
So in other words, you could get a single game ticket, but it was always through the secondary market, and it was probably somebody's season ticket?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly right.
So in other words, the most important thing, and you touched on this, Brian, is to get Redskins fans back in there.
That's right.
What is the best way to do that? And how close to your goal are you in that regard?
Listen, we're just starting here, and you know we're on our journey, and we're taking the first few steps. To get Redskins fans back in the building, I think we've done the first step, which is to make sure that they know that we have tickets available, that we are willing to sell them those tickets directly. And that's important. We want to have a relationship with our fans. We don't want them to buy it on a secondary market if we have tickets available. We want to create a relationship. We want to understand what their wants and needs are, and we want to be responsive to them. So the first step is us selling directly to fans. And the next step is we need help from our fans. We need them to come out and be at those games and help our guys create a great home field advantage.
So help me. Why before this year were tickets not available at Redskins.com individually? And why do you think it's important to do that now?
Well, again, they were all being sold. But again, we took a look.
But why did the Redskins before you say it's okay that they're not available one game at a time, in other words?
I can't answer, you know, anything that happened before, you know, June 3rd.
Right.
So that's when I started here, and we're looking forward. We're just looking to create a great advantage inside that stadium.
So I don't know if this is the case this minute. I'd have to look again, and I probably should have. But last week at one point, I looked it up, and it was cheaper to get a ticket at Redskins.com than on StubHub. I never remember that being the case.
Yep, that's absolutely the case right now, and that's one of the things that you'll see in all of our marketing and our advertising. We're making people understand that the best value to get into FedEx Field, to come to a Redskins game, is on Redskins.com. And even better than that is to be a season ticket member because you have better pricing there and you have more value, more benefits for being a season ticket member.
Brian LaFemina in studio with us, President of Business Ops, Chief Operating Officer with the Redskins. 800-636-1067. I'd line up if you've got questions now. We'll take questions from you guys during this next segment. Brian, what would you say is your biggest obstacle to getting to where you want to go? Is it FedEx Field itself, just because maybe it needs an update? Is it location? Is it years of what you talked about for 10, 15 years, the opposing fans? What's your biggest obstacle, and how are you attacking it?
I don't know if obstacle is the right word. I think, you know, we have, you know, certain things that have, you know, taken place over a long period of time. I think that people have become accustomed to going to the secondary market to buy tickets. That's going to be a shift in the way people, you know, operate and the way that they interact with this football team. So, you know, StubHub and Ticketmaster and all of our, and they're partners of ours too. So that's an interesting dynamic. All those companies are partners of the NFL, and they're responsible for helping us on the secondary market. But they spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to drive people to their websites. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is make sure that Redskins fans know that there's another option. And I would suggest a better option, which is buying directly from the team.
If you've got a question you want asked of Brian LaFemina, he will take that question from you. And we've never had anybody in his role with the Redskins on this show to do this. It's very cool that
credit to you, by the way, Brian,
doing
seriously.
This. So take advantage of it. 800-636-1067 is the number. So my wife is a season ticket holder, and I'm on a group text with
her.
She's
a smart woman.
She is. So her and her brother share their tickets. They've had them for years and years and years, and there's a huge tailgate they do in D70 every year that I go to before each game. And I asked the group text for a bunch of questions, which I'll read you some of their questions. But one thing she said is, why be a season ticket holder? Because over the last several years, they've paid up front their money, whatever it is. They pay their $50 a game for parking. But then as the year goes on, there are $9 tickets online that they see, and people are sitting next to them for $25. What is the benefit to being a season ticket holder for the Redskins over just kind of buying as you go and thinking as the year goes on, maybe the tickets will get cheaper on the secondary market?
Well, I'm convinced that you're not going to be able to buy as you go in the future. We're going to fill that stadium with season ticket members. But to answer the question that your wife asked, which is a really smart question, why should I do this? Well, first of all, there are more benefits to being a season ticket member than just getting entry into 10 games. There are different programs and different events that they can come to. The price is cheaper for a season ticket member than anybody else.
Ticket price?
Ticket price.
Okay.
Right. So even our individual game tickets are priced higher than our season tickets.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I would say the next thing is that one of the new benefits that we've introduced this year is that season ticket members get a discount on their food and beverage inside the stadium. So if you go to a stand and you scan your ticket or your phone, there's an automatic discount that'll take place at that stand. And the cool thing about that.
So if I'm standing next to her, she's a season ticket holder and I'm not.
You're out of luck.
She's buying a hot dog and a soda and I'm buying the exact same thing. She's paying less.
If she decides to buy it for you, then you get the discount. Okay. Otherwise, you're out of luck.
There's a hot dog. Hopefully no hot dog limit.
That's cool. So you were saying that the cool thing about
that. The cool thing about that is if somebody resells their ticket, and by the way, there are times where, you know, our season ticket members can't go to the game and they want to put it on Ticketmaster.com,
sure,
or Ticket Exchange or StubHub. That's fine. We want them to be able to do that. That's an advantage being a season ticket member also. But if they do that, once that ticket gets transferred, whoever bought it does not get the discount. So
wow. So that actually tackles another one of their questions. So they have friends, say, that'll sell their tickets, whether it's secondary market, however, to opposing fans.
Mm-hmm.
So one way, I guess, that you can cut down on that is what you're talking about, which is they don't get some of those discounts. Is there anything you can do about that, though? And I want to be transparent here. Danny does not go to FedEx Field.
Right.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention this, okay? Because everyone knows this that's listening. You're kind of the one guy out of the loop on this. He refuses to go back. He will not go back to FedEx Field probably as long as you're there and I'm doing a show with him, because one time a Cowboys fan yelled at him and he was in the bathroom, basically.
And that's not exactly what happened, but yes, but go on, please.
Okay. Why didn't you yell back at him?
Yeah. I was being berated in the home stadium by rows of Cowboys fans in a Redskins section. And so, I paid money for it. I'm not doing that again.
So his whole point is he's not going back because the stadium's overtaken by visiting fans. What can you do about that? That is the single biggest complaint, argument, issue that anyone has on these airwaves. And the guy sitting here right now is the demographic you're trying to talk to.
I was going to ask it, but you got to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Great. So you're never going to completely cut that off. And one of the advantages of being in the NFC East is that our rivals are right up the street from us in Philadelphia and New York, and there are Dallas Cowboys fans throughout this country.
Sure.
So when the Dallas Cowboys roll into town, and it's the same thing when the Packers come in, it's the same thing when the Steelers come in. There are just fans living in the DMV who are fans of those teams, and they're going to make their way there. And by the way, we were in Arizona last week. 30% of that stadium were Redskins
fans. Yeah, tons of Redskins fans, sure.
Right? So that's something that the secondary market and, you know, the portability of tickets has led to. But, again, this is still within our control as Redskins fans. If we come to that stadium and we show up for every Redskins fan that's there, it's one less opposing fan that's there. So, you know, that's our goal, is how do we entice our Redskins fans to make sure that they come, they buy the tickets, and then they come to the game, and that we create that home field advantage.
So kind of the organic approach basically mean, you know, whether it's grassroots, whatever else, right? You got to do what you can.
In other words, if Danny's buying that seat, a Cowboys fan
is. That means it's specifically not a Cowboys fan, which is good.
Right.
The other thing we hear a lot, Brian, and I think there are a lot of folks like me, I got two young kids.
Well, hang on 1 second before we get into that. We should wait because that's going to take some more time.
Okay.
Let me double click really quick before we even get to that on this. I remember Ted Leonsis. I think you always used to bring this up on the show, Danny. He did this thing where, like, if you're from these zip codes, you cannot buy tickets through Redskins.com.
He did it for the Capitals in the
right.
postseason.
Can you do that? Have you thought about that? Like, how about Redskins play the this weekend, they play the Colts. If you are from an Indianapolis zip code, you're not purchasing tickets. Is that something you would consider doing?
So other teams have done that, and there are different rules and regulations depending on where your team is situated as to what you can do there. It's something we haven't looked at yet, but you know, it's not something we wouldn't necessarily look at in the future.
I feel like it worked a little bit for the Capitals,
yeah,
didn't it?
Seattle did it for a playoff game 1 year. I'm trying to think. They played San Francisco, and I think they made sure nobody from San Francisco could buy tickets. And
I love that.
There was a bit of a dust-up about it, but I think that Seattle was found to be, you know, fine to do that.
Brian LaFemina's in studio. The thing that you're going to get into, Danny, it sounds like, with your kid in the family atmosphere, I think is one of the biggest questions people have, so we should do that. By the way, the phones are jam-packed. 800-636-1067. Couple of lines open for you if you want to talk to Brian LaFemina of the Redskins. Kind enough to take questions from you guys next on the Fan Experience and Tickets. Brent and Danny on the Fan. Grant and Danny on the Fan, Brian LaFemina of the Redskins is in studio. He is willing to take your calls at 800-636-1067. He's the president of business ops and the chief operating officer. So we got a couple of more things to hit on. Then we're going to get to the calls from our listeners. You guys have questions you've lined up. So let's go real quick here, Danny, with what we've got.
Okay, so my question was going to be, I got young kids. The five-month-old's way too early for him, but I got a five-year-old. And I know a lot of folks like me, their parents, et cetera, they don't feel comfortable bringing a young kid to game, maybe family atmosphere, because so many people, whether they're home fans or road fans, whatever, just treat this like it's an amusement park and are so drunk and so belligerent, and there's a feeling of insecurity there. Is that something, A, you guys have kind of acknowledged or looking at, and what are you doing to address it?
We're absolutely looking at it, and to me, this needs to be a family-friendly environment. So I was at FedEx this morning. I'm heading back there after. We have meetings all day long, and one of the points of emphasis that I made to the entire staff today is that we have to be alert from the time people come in the gates, when they're tailgating. We want people to have fun. We want people to have a lot of fun. But if your fun is going to keep 100 other people from having fun, then we're going to make sure that we do our best to take care of that. Again, policing a 70,000, 80,000, you know, seat stadium.
It's hard.
It's hard. But we're committed to making it as family-friendly an environment as we possibly can. Now, I've said this several times before, nothing you know, changes overnight. You know, this is going to be a process, and we have to, you know, my team and I, who this is our first season at the Redskins, we have to see how, you know, everything operates, but we're absolutely committed to making sure that we create a great environment for people to come to bring their kids to. And by the way, at 5 months old, it's never too early. Never, ever too early.
Well, he would disrupt everybody in the entire section.
Yeah,
the whole
he would
time.
Ruin a lot of hundreds of people's <That's right>. Fun. Family sections. Have any teams implemented those? How are they working? In other words, if I have a five-year-old and I can go to this section is alcohol-free and no one's going to be cursing really loudly or punching each other in the face.
Different teams in different leagues for a long time have had this concept. They're not terribly effective, frankly. People, for whatever reason, choose not to sit there because generally there's absolutely no alcohol. And so, you know, some people are like, hey, I can bring my kid and I can have an adult beverage. But it's something we'll look at. And again, if our fans tell us that's something they want us to look at, that's what we're going to do. And that's the important thing here is that we want this to be a feedback loop. We want to know what our fans want, and we want to consider all of it. And you know, we'll see what makes sense and what works. But we want to hear from people, and we want to understand how we can make the game day experience better.
All right, let's get to the phones. 800-636-1067. First in line is Bob, who's in Bowie. Bob, we got Brian LaFemina in studio. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Good. Brian,
pleasure to talk to a human being instead of texting and sending emails to people.
Thanks, Bob.
I've got three issues. I was a club member for 5 years, and I had to back out for business conflicts, and now I got back in as a regular season ticket guy in 118, which, by the way, I love the seats even better than the club seats.
Well, first of all, thank you very much.
One issue to start, before we even get into the stadium, is parking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a premium guy. I was with club. I am now. And I come in Redskin Way off of Brightseat Road, which might be the best-kept secret in getting into Redshead Stadium, because you're only barely a quarter mile from the last major road. But it can take me 20 minutes from Bowie to get to FedEx and then 45 minutes to go the last 100 yards while we sit there and watch these jabronis who are trying to tip their way past the ticket guy or think they can go around the circle and get to where they're going. And we get stopped while they're getting turned around and around and around. It is infuriating, and I'm not even sure if there's a good answer for that one or even what to do.
So what's happening there is
the stadium.
Hang on 1 second. So, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, so what's happening there, and something that, again, we've recognized as an issue, a lot of people are taking Uber. And so when you see people turning around, it's not that they're trying to sneak in. What's happening is that you've got Uber drivers that are going there and then being turned around because they don't have parking passes. So we're working with Uber. We're working with the Prince George's County Police Department. We're trying to figure out a way to accommodate people who want to take Uber because we think that's a great option, but not disrupt the flow of traffic from everybody else. So you're right about what's happening, but I think a little bit off on why it's happening.
And Bob, be real quick on your next couple because we got a full bank of people that want to talk to Brian.
Nope,
so be
understood.
Quick.
Preseason games 1 and 2, none of the concession stand discounts worked. None. We had to beg the Johnny Rocket guy on game 2 to give us the discount, and he acted like it was cutting into his bottom end. But the real trifecta of this one that just floored me was went to the fan store to buy some fan gear, which we're expecting to get our discount, and to come to find out that the discount works on every day except game day.
Well,
and I find that appalling. This is a $2 billion asset, and I can't get a discount on the only day I can be there?
Thanks, Bob.
So Bob, just on that, I think Brendan's going to take your information because I want to get back to you on that, but it was working. It absolutely was working. I saw it live and in person. If it didn't work for you, it's a new technology and we're trying to get it up to speed. And we were testing it all day yesterday. So I have high confidence it's going to work. But let us take care of that for you. If Brendan can get your information, we'll make sure that we get back to you on it.
Yeah, he's getting his number for you right now. And you saw it work. And I've had people that called in after the game and said that it worked as well. So maybe in one specific register at one location, he had issues. But as you said, it's technology. It's a snafu. But that, I think, is going to be well-received. Dan, Mechanicsville, what do you got for Brian LaFamina?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, thanks for the call, guys. My issue is with parking, too. I'm a Reserve Platinum parking customer, but I bought my parking later in the year, in the month of July, and I didn't get the typical hanger that you put on your rearview mirror. I have an email that I print out my parking passes on. In the first two preseason games, the guys that are the attendants at the lot, they acted like they think that wasn't the proper paperwork. I had to explain it to them, point it out on the paperwork. Hey, this is my spot. They even put my name on it, yada, yada. My question is I need to get the real parking hangers because I'm taking VIPs with me to these games. I just don't need that hassle to get into the stadium. So
if you know who your season ticket representative is, if you give them a call, I will make sure that you get what you need.
All right, Brian. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably an easy fix. You like that kind of thing,
love
right?
It. Can we get 10 more of those?
That's right.
You just check that one down and you move along, right? This is Brian LaFamina in studio, Grant and Danny on the fan taking your concerns, your questions, your comments as Redskins ticket holders. Let's go to Gregory in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Gregory?
Everything good. How are you feeling today?
Very well, buddy.
My issue's on parking, too. Well, I actually had a question. I had gone to the website and I was looking at where you could buy your tickets and everything, and I didn't see where you could purchase your parking. Now, when you buy your ticket online, does the parking match the monies that you're spending for your seat, or do you have special preference when you buy your parking as opposed to the tickets? Say if you get a ticket that's in a prime section, do you get prime parking or access to buying prime parking? Or say if you have a ticket that's in the nosebleed section, Are you limited to buying parking that's a quarter mile away? How does that actually work?
Thank you, Gregory.
Thanks, Gregory. I would say it depends on where you're buying that ticket. So if you're going to buy it off of, you know, Ticket Exchange or on StubHub, you know, it's going to be a totally different transaction. If you look on the website, you'll be able to find places where you can buy tickets. It's not necessarily tied to where your ticket location is. I think there's options for, you know, where you want to buy your ticket and other options for where you want to buy your parking. Different people want to park in different places for different reasons. So I think all those options are there for you on the website.
But if he's doing the individual game plan through you guys, then his parking is going to be based on what he purchases or no?
If he's a season ticket member, it will be. If he's going to buy an individual game ticket, he's going to have to, you know, buy both of those.
And isn't the parking anyway kind of general admission? Isn't it? They're not reserved. So in other words, you get an orange lot or green lot. They're pretty similar. And then it's just the big lot, right?
Yeah, there's, I think Gregory was talking about what lot he's going to be in. I think that was his point.
Okay, so not like in the church lot and the grass fields like a mile away. I got you. 800-636-1067 is the number. You want to do one more, Brian?
Sure,
hang out for
I'll
a couple
around.
More minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
Nice.
Brian LaFamina is kicking it with us. No one with the Redskins has done this. Super cool. And he's taking your concerns and your comments. And you can tell why, as a station, why, as a show, we're pretty excited about the direction the Redskins are headed. And with people like Brian LaFamina running things, the way that the trend is showing over at FedEx Field, that people are going to be happier as this year goes along. Now, ideally, you just get them to string together another 11 or 12 wins.
11 or 12 wins would be good. Everybody's
Could you just
happy.
Do that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. The hot dogs taste better, the beer is colder, and everyone's happier.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny, first time ever, we got a Redskins top ranking official in studio with us taking calls from our constituents and his constituents.
Love
our
it.
Listeners, his ticket holders, his base, our base all together. Pretty cool deal here on the Fan.
Brian LaFamina is in studio with us, kind enough to spend some time with us and you. And Brian, a lot of folks have complained over the years about kind of the in-game stadium experience. I know the ads that would blare during TV commercial breaks on the Jumbotron were a source of irritation, I think, for some folks. But what's different now and what should we expect here maybe this weekend to kick it off?
Well, we've completely revamped the game day experience. So what you're going to see when you come into FedEx Field is going to be team-centric. It's going to be brand-centric. It's going to be cinematic. The music is going to be different. So we're really excited about what we've been able to put together in a relatively short period of time. We've gotten feedback from our players as to what they want to see and hear during game day. We want to make sure that, again, we're doing things that are going to get them jacked up and give them a better chance to perform on the football field. We've listened to a lot of our fans. So I think that people are going to like it, and no more 30-second commercials inside the stadium.
Boom!
That's big.
Done.
I mean, that's got to happen. I mean, that's like day one stuff. You show up, and you're like, here you go. That there's no reason for that. I have heard some good things. I don't know what you can say, what you can't say, but maybe give us whatever you can on. I have heard that one thing that a lot of people hit me up about on Twitter to ask you about was player introductions. It sounds like you guys are going to up your game this year.
We're going to up the game in a lot of different ways, but be in your seats for player introductions on Sunday is all I can tell you.
Okay.
We think it's going to be taken to a different level, and
like
we're excited about it.
You know who else will be excited about it? The players.
Definitely.
Players love nothing more than getting their moment in the spotlight to run out of that tunnel and have 70,000 people screaming for them. Barrett in Fairfax, how are you, buddy?
Good, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
absolutely.
Brian, thank you for talking to the people. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm a season ticket holder, section 222 on the visitor side, and the obstructed view seats are directly behind me. They're all opposing team fans. They're aluminum, and they're very noisy. And I'm wondering about the plan. I was told before the season that they might stop selling those. Can you comment on that?
Thanks, Barrett.
I can comment on it. We're not selling those.
That sounds like good news.
There you go. Okay. So is that all obstructed view seats?
There were a number of obstructed view seats. And again, the obstructions vary. There were some that you really, you know, couldn't, you know, see very much from. There were some that you could see, you know, most of the field from. But again, those are the types of seats that ticket brokers would buy because they were inexpensive.
Yeah.
They would buy them.
Yeah.
They'd flip them to opposing fans. We identified that. We recognized that. We didn't think that it was going to help our home field advantage. We didn't think it was great for our fans. So we're not doing that.
For people that don't know, Brian came from the NFL. And while at the National Football League, you worked with owners all over the league. You saw what worked, what didn't work. Were you tight with Dan Snyder before you came here, with Bruce? Who were you kind of boys with originally?
Boys with is a little strong. Okay. I worked with Dan. I worked with
Who
Bruce.
Who were you hanging out with?
You know, I enjoyed working with literally every single owner that we had. And I've known Dan for, you know, 8 years or 9 years since I got to the league office. And, you know, so I know all of the owners, and you know, we would talk about some of these issues.
But so when you're working at the league and you're evaluated by owners around the league, it's like, this guy's sharp. He would be good with the team. Is it Dan or Bruce that says, hey, we need your help?
Dan and I had started having a conversation, you know, over a year ago about, is this something that might be interesting for me to do? And I just thought that, honestly, this is the best opportunity in sports in the country. I really feel that. I feel that this team is ready to do great things. This franchise is ready to do great things. And as we start to pivot and look towards where our new home is going to be at some point in the future, it's just an exciting time to be a Redskin. And so, you know, that's why I wanted to come and do this. And, you know, Dan has been incredibly supportive of everything that we're doing here. And I think that's important to tell people, is that he's very supportive of everything we're doing to improve the fan experience.
Next time you come in studio with us, I want you to bring the blueprints for the new stadium. Is that possible?
I want to hear about the moat.
The moat. There's a couple of things I want to hear about, like whether or not there's a retractable roof.
And
is it at the RFK Stadium site? Or am I going out to Ashburn? By the way, Brian's just sitting here so quietly as we like play volleyball back and forth.
By the way, I have no idea what cards you were dealt just now. That was a poker face,
good
by the way.
Poker face by you. Cam Gaithersburg, it's Grant, Danny, and Brian. What's up?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, Grant, Danny. Thanks for taking the call. Brian, thank you for what you're doing. This is really awesome, and as a lifelong Redskins fan, I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you.
So I was a season ticket holder for over 10 years until this past season my brother and I decided not to renew. So I'm coming from I've been to roughly over 50-plus games at FedEx Field. My question is about the stadium experience, which is part of the reason we decided not to renew, mainly concessions. As years go by, the product on the field stays stagnant or gets worse, and the price of concessions continue to go up, and with a lack of diverse options. My fellow fans I speak with don't go to a lot of games because of the concessions, and after they buy beer and food, they end up spending more on concessions than the ticket price itself. So my question is, would the Redskins consider adopting a model like the Atlanta Falcons with bringing down the price of concessions, you know, from $8 to $4 a beer, with the thought that you're going to do more revenue on volume than you are necessarily gross profit on the product?
Well, thank you, Cam. It's a good phone call, and it's a good question.
Yeah, so we've started moving in that direction with what we've done with our season ticket members, and I think that's the important part here, is that what we want to do is we want to convey the most benefits to the people who are most invested in our team, which are our season ticket members. So as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, if you're a season ticket member, you're going to get a discount on all of your food at FedEx Field.
How did it work for the Falcons? Because their prices are on another level from anybody else's. I saw a board at one of their games in the preseason. It was like literally a couple bucks
for
food,
staggering,
couple bucks.
Yeah.
But I was reading that it was actually beneficial to them to do that. It worked out well.
It did work out well for them. And, you know, they have an opportunity in a new stadium, without getting into too much detail, just about the way that those stadiums operate, you know, that are newer, to have more food options. And there is a listing of options that is much, much cheaper. And then there are other options that are, you know, more in line with what, you know, they've traditionally been. So we're looking at everything, I think, is the easy way to answer all of these questions. We're looking at every best practice around the league. We're going to see what fits in Washington, what's going to serve our fans, what's going to be able to be done at our stadium. And, you know, you mentioned FedEx Field, and it's an older stadium. It's been around for a little while. So we're going to make it the best experience it can be, right? It's not going to be AT&T Stadium in Dallas because it's an older field.
It's 20 years old now, right?
You're pushing a boulder up a hill. Hey, FedEx Field, I think, is immensely better than it was 5 years ago. And here's what I think is important. If you ask a season ticket holder last year compared to the year before, there is a trend in the right direction. You can only improve that stadium as much as that stadium will allow. But to answer the question, I think it's important. Season ticket holders are paying less with these discounts than they did last year.
Yep.
And that's something potentially that non-season ticket holders could benefit from in the future, it sounds like, maybe?
We'll see.
All right. If it works, let's see what happens. Joe, College Park, how are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Go ahead, man. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just wondering if you guys are planning on doing a dynamic ticket pricing model now that you guys are selling single-game tickets with, you know, when demand's high, price goes high. When demand's low, price goes low.
So that's what? You pay more for a Cowboys game than a Browns game?
The core premium seating, whatever. Or not premium, premium game, special events.
Yeah, so all of the games this year, for the first time for the Redskins, they're variably priced. So if you're buying an individual game ticket for the Colts, it's going to be less than the Cowboys. So that already exists. Dynamic pricing is one of those is something that you do if, let's say, we were 11-0 and you wanted to raise the price. We don't know exactly what we're going to do in that situation, but we've already tried to create the right value for each game on the face value of the ticket. So, you know, a Colts game is going to be less than, you know, a divisional game or a Cowboys game or a Green Bay game. So if you go on our website right now, you'll see that there are actually different prices for the same seat for a bunch of different games.
One question we're not going to have time to get to, but I want to hit on it. Ben's been on hold for a while. He says, any options for transportation from Metro? You mentioned earlier you guys used to do the buses from the Metro. That's not an option anymore, but is that something you're looking into?
So that's something I was told. I wasn't here, obviously, but it's something that we are looking into. And, you know, we've, you know, opened dialogue with our partners at the state and with the county. And, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get to and from FedEx Field. You know, we're willing to turn over every rock and see what we can do. There's going to be, you know, it's the art of what's possible versus, you know, what you'd like to get done. But we're looking at it, and we're trying to get as much done as we possibly can.
Speaking of what's possible, my favorite thing about today is Brian working Danny during the breaks here as he's trying to get him out.
Right.
The
body punches.
I'm on a mission, guys.
By the way, Danny was offered a limousine and babysitting and still said, well, that's very kind of you, but I just can't make it.
It is very kind.
I believe you said, sit with me and my wife. You said, bring your wife and sit with me in my suite. And Danny said, oh, that's very kind. I'll be at home.
How about this? How about you stay home and babysit, and we invite your wife to come to FedEx Field?
Huh?
Ravens fan number 99 might not like it that much.
His wife, by the way, in a heartbeat would take you up on that offer. 100%.
She probably would.
Absolutely.
I have one serious question, though, before we jump. It's a quick one. If there are unused tickets, any chance they could go to Redskins fans that may not be able to afford to go normally? I'm thinking youth groups, whether it's, you know, just kind of reaching out to kind of the next generation that may not be able to pay $70 for an upper level ticket.
I'm glad you asked that question. So the Redskins Foundation, first of all, does amazing work. And we've partnered with, you know, them, with our players who are actually buying seats to give away to charity.
Oh, it's awesome.
This year. And in addition to that, we have a new group program. So we're trying to get youth football, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts into the building. So we have a special price for group sales.
Love it.
So people can bring their community groups in too. So we want to get as many people coming into that building and experiencing Redskins football as we possibly can.
I thoroughly enjoyed getting to know you over the last several weeks. It's been great having you on the show. And,
here.
Really, the fact that you did this, I think, speaks volumes to what the Redskins have coming down the pike in terms of just what you're bringing to the table. So we appreciate you coming in studio.
Thank you guys very much. And HCTR.
Hopefully they get to 2-0 this week.
Thank
Brian LaFemina on Grant and Danny. We'll wrap up the show looking ahead to Thursday Night Football next.
We're talking games with the Redskins. Here's a game you can't win. Credit card debt. Nowadays, they include a little breakdown just to show you, almost taunting you, how only paying the minimum payments means you'll be paying off that debt for decades. That's right, decades. With LendingClub, you can consolidate your debt or pay off credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. Since 2007, LendingClub has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. No trips to a bank, no high-interest credit cards. Just go to LendingClub.com. Tell them about yourself and how much you want to borrow. Pick the terms that are right for you, and if you're approved, your loan is automatically deposited right into your bank account in as little as a few days. LendingClub is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with over $35 billion in loans issued. It's very simple. Here's what you do. Go to LendingClub.com/Danny. Check your rate in minutes and borrow up to $40,000. That's LendingClub.com/Danny. LendingClub.com/Danny. All loans made by WebBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grant and Danny on the fan. I'm laughing because as La Femina's leaving, he's sweetening the pot. He's like, I'll send two limos. You can have one. Your wife can have one. I'll send three.
We'll let you do stand-up at halftime, Danny. Yeah. A whole bunch of stuff.
And you're still not going to FedEx as of yet.
That's right.
But I think he's starting to whittle away at you just a little
bit. But here's the thing. And listen, it's easy to be cynical. Just win, that's all that matters. But the fact that you've got someone willing to be a face, willing to answer questions, willing to say, hey, let Brendan get your information. I'll email you back and figure out what went wrong with your card.
And that was real, by the way. Dar handed him the number, and he is planning on contacting that guy to figure out what that problem was.
100%. So the fact that I would be asked is different than the Redskins of years past. Instead of, a few years ago, they wanted to sue me to have me go to court because they didn't like what I was doing on this radio station. It's gone from that to, hey, we'd love to get you out to a game. How different is that? It's flattering and it's nice. It's good.
It makes it easier to root, too.
Yeah, seriously.
It? When you got good people at high-end operation, that was fun. So thanks to Brian LaFamina. Really means a lot that he came in studio. Hopefully you guys got a bunch of your questions answered. Thursday night football tonight. Someone's going to be 2-0. The Ravens coming off of a beatdown of the Bills. The Bengals, who outlasted the Colts. Cincinnati did not look very good to me.
For most of the game, they didn't.
Yeah, they were just kind of the second worst of the two teams that played. And
it's a great way to put it.
Because of that, they're 1-0. Yeah. But here was my takeaway if you wanted a positive from the Bengals. You know A.J. Green's going to get his 92 yards and a touchdown. You know Andy Dalton is going to be exactly who he is, which is fairly efficient, one or two throws he wants back, throw around 250 yards and a couple touchdowns worth of offense. I think Joe Mixon's going to have a big year.
I do too.
Mixon rushed for over 5 yards per carry, just shy of 100 yards. He also caught 5 balls out of the backfield. He is going to be a fixture and a focal point. They're going to feed him the football, and I think tonight you're going to see a lot of that.
Well, I don't know how effective it's going to be because I think the Ravens will shove on the run. I think they're going to do that all year long. How well they hold up in the pass game and pass defense is going to be the story of their season, at least on defense. But I'm with you. I think Mixon's in for heavy usage. Nice. Giovanni Bernard is just not a factor at this point, and Jeremy Hill has moved on. It's the Mixon show there in Cincinnati. He's going to be a feature back for them for sure. He'll get plenty of volume touches. We'll see how good he is against what I think is an excellent Ravens defense. They're just outside that Jacksonville, Minnesota, juggernaut take over a game type defense to me. They're just really, really good. I think they'll be able to hold Cincinnati relatively, ineffective, I would say. Weirdly, though, over the course of his pretty successful career, at least in terms of wins and losses, even though you know how we feel about that stat for quarterbacks, Flacco has not performed very well over the years in Cincinnati. Part of that is because they were good at one point. They're not now, but he's also just never really played well there. So it's going to be interesting how that dynamic plays out this evening.
Why is that, by the way? He does stink against the Bengals.
He's always –
And they're never great defensively.
Yeah. They've had – a couple years, a few years ago, they were fine.
I guess that's true. But right? That's like 4 seasons ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
When
it's a turn in the NFL.
When the long hair Pecco was running around.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson was running for 2,100 yards that year.
Some players have teams that have their number. Like, Tonight is the night, though. You're right. We're going to find out, are the Ravens actually good? If they beat the Bengals 30-13, 27-17, and they are never in doubt, start to finish, circuit to circuit, they pull away, and Snead and Brown and Crabtree, who caught touchdowns in their debuts, have a second straight strong performance. I'm going to change my tune on Baltimore.
Where are you at on them now? What do you think of them?
I thought before the season, I haven't changed any opinion since before the season. Mm-hmm. I generally wait till the quarter poll, but if they have two straight really good outings, I'll be willing to say I was wrong at that point. I had them, I can't remember what I said, I think I had them second in the division around 8-8. I thought the only team in that division that would be over 500 was the Steelers.
Yeah, so I had something similar. I think the AFC is so soft, they could be 9-7, maybe even 10-6 with a couple fluky things and not be that good, if that makes sense. A soft 10-6, as it were. I've kind of had them as pretty good because I think, again, that defense will play. They fly around, a couple veterans mixed with some young kids that they've slowly worked in. And if they're just mildly competent offensively, I think they'll be able to win a bunch of games, especially in that terrible division.
The only way you can take 106.7 The Fan and the Grant and Danny Show with you when you're on the road is with the Radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Tomorrow, a full preview of all of the Week 2 action, including the Redskins and the Colts. If you missed any part of today's show, including a great 3 segments with Brian LaFamina, so good we kept it rolling. Nate Burleson, who is fantastic. Brad Edwards, the Mason AD, who's a former safety for the Redskins. You can get all those interviews, the entire show, at grantanddanny.com/audio.
For Grant, for Brennan, for Thom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next. Juan Soto's two-strike approach. 4.5-hour breakdown about what he does in terms of hand separation, foot separation, weight balance, transfer the pike right down from his head down through the ground. Ted's got an amazing breakdown about baseball. We'll be in store for you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.